Something as simple as this can be a response to your attacker. Stop. Keep your distance. Don't make me shoot you. Stay back. Drop that weapon, just like the police would do. Shout it out to your attacker. Okay, don't give them any quarter. And don't try to rationalize and reason with them at this point. They're either going to obey your command or they're going to get shot. So if they keep walking towards you after you've told them, keep your distance, don't make me shoot you, okay, keep back. And again, your response has to be rational and reasonable. It cannot be an irrational response. So just because you don't like the clown in the parking lot, if he's coming towards you, you can't just shoot him. You've got to have a rational reason and a basis for pulling out the gun and shooting at somebody. We recently had an incident here in Minnesota where a bus driver clipped a car vehicle on the roads. This is February 2019. We've had really rotten weather since the end of January here. Sub-zero weather, 20, 30 below. Icy roads. So many of you have driven through those conditions and survived them. Great. Well, this bus driver clipped a car out on one of the expressways. And the guy pulled over and the bus driver pulled over. The guy tried to get on the bus and the bus driver wouldn't let him on. So what does the guy do? He pulls his gun and he shoots five rounds into the cab of the bus. Now, the bus driver wouldn't let him on because he had a student on board. Luckily, the student wasn't hit by any of the rounds. The bus driver was. He was wounded, but he'll survive. And the hothead, who did have a carry permit, had his carry permit pulled. He's been formally charged with second-degree attempted murder. And a couple other violations as well. And so they've thrown the book at him here, as they probably should. Now, I understand he's innocent until proven guilty, but we're going to be following that case. You should also, to see how it turns out for this permit holder who used his gun in what I think was a wrong situation. It was a fender bender. It was an accident. You don't take your gun out and start shooting at a bus driver who's got a kid on board his school bus. But this guy did. So again, you've got to prepare for situations, but understand that in that particular case, that was not a rational, reasonable response. And the prosecutor, because of that, or the county attorney, has charged him.